Must be nice to finally get a win.
Yeah, I think the guy's been playing well for a few games. I just like the vibe. I think the guy clicked together. I think they were all pushing for each other, having a really good mindset, so which is nice to see.
You mentioned before of Carl getting called up. You're happy for him, obviously.
Extremely happy for him.
Everyone is.
But at the same time, like, did you offset that with what you have to do tomorrow to replace him, or is it not even in your mind?
My job is to be happy for my player when they're called up. They can stay there, and you know what? We'll find another player to play. You have to understand, I think that the hardest part for me to get everybody to understand in Quebec is what the AHL is all about. People, I feel like a broken record. It's amazing how people have no idea what the AHL is and how we have to think as coaches, how we coach, what we think, the way we do it for the goods of the player. Because they're here to play in the NHL. So if they all get called up, they all play in the NHL, and we have to dress up, me, Alex Burrows, and Dan Jacob, we'll do so. I can't be a selfish coach in the NHL. I'll do something else.
And we know Kral, he didn't want to be here. How has his attitude been?
Well, I think he wanted to be in the NHL, but he's been here and he's been his team. He's been taking care of everybody. He's been... He's one of those guys where can say, that's not what I signed for, but this is what it is now, and I'm dealing with it. And he's never come to the ring with a bad attitude. He's never pouted. He's never been negative. He's been a professional. And I've told the young guy, how lucky they have to have a guy like that that could really come here and just kind of be whatever and not care and say, you know what, you have to pay me, and it's far from it. It's like I told everybody, last year I loved him at 12 to 10. This year it's 14 to 10. He's doing it 2 years in a row where he's committed to the team and doing everything he can.
How important is that? Because obviously the veterans all have that same, you know, beginning of the year.
HL, it's to have good veterans. Yeah. You don't need to have many. Yeah. It's to have good ones that understand that have passion for the game, that understand what the process is. And, you know, you better have fewer that gets it than a lot that our independent contractor, and Carl, that's his team. Those are his boy, and he's taking care of them.
It's important, I guess, not only for guys, you know, other veterans to see that example, but guys like Jesperi and Kale, who started the year in the NHL, Ryan, yeah, who's up and down. Yeah. It's important for them to see that as well, that attitude, right?
Well, I think right now what they're seeing is it's actually quite cool to see him go up. So I think it's a process of them living their own stuff. Young guys live their own bubble. They're like stuck in what they have to do, and you know, coaches asking a lot, they have expectation, they have their agent, they have their parents, there's a lot of noise and it's a lot of adjustment. And then Carl is there and all of a sudden they take it for granted, and now I think tonight a lot of them just like, wow, that's pretty cool that this guy got the call after so many weeks.
And a couple of new players joined the team this week from via the trade. Like, what kind of players should we expect from them?
No, I think they're intense guys. They play the right way. They got you know, they got fire in their belly. I thought they showed it tonight. Too bad that Joe got hurt. But, you know, they fit what we like. And I think they fit right in the group.
I see. Thank you. Thanks.